WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here. Ever wake up feeling like you're playing catch-up with your own life? Like there's this invisible checklist of perfect things you need to be achieving, looking like, or feeling. I know that feeling all too well. We live in a world obsessed with highlight reels and curated perfection. It's on social media, it's in the news, it's everywhere. But here's the secret sauce. True fulfillment comes from embracing our imperfections, ditching the comparison game, and focusing on becoming the best versions of ourselves, flaws and all. Today we're diving into that, how to let go of self-doubt, stop comparing yourself to everyone else, and ultimately rock your own unique journey. Because trust me, you've got this. Here are 5 power hacks to help you ditch the comparison trap and step into your authentic brilliance. First things first, acknowledge that inner critic. You know, the one constantly whispering doubts in your ear. That voice telling you you're not good enough, smart enough, pretty enough. It's time to give that little chatterbox a serious timeout. Recognize it for what it is, just a bunch of negative thoughts disguised as wisdom. Remember, everyone has insecurities, it's part of the human experience. Don't let those whispers define you. Next up, shift your focus from external validation to internal satisfaction. You know that feeling when you accomplish something awesome, not because someone told you to, but because it lit you up inside? That's the good stuff. Instead of chasing likes or approval, find joy in the process, celebrate small wins, and let your actions be driven by your own passion and purpose. Thirdly, remember that comparison is a thief. It steals your joy, your confidence, and even your time. You're on your own unique path with your own set of strengths, talents, and experiences. Comparing yourself to others is like trying to compare apples and oranges. They're both amazing fruits, just different. Embrace what makes you uniquely you. Next up, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a good friend going through a tough time. We all stumble, we all make mistakes, it's part of growing and learning. Instead of beating yourself up, dust yourself off, learn from the experience, and keep moving forward. Finally, remember that progress isn't linear. There will be ups and downs, wins and losses. Don't get discouraged by setbacks, they are simply opportunities to recalibrate, adjust your course, and come back stronger. Keep showing up for yourself, day after day, and celebrate every step you take towards becoming the best version of you. Think about the last time you were comparing yourself to someone else, maybe a friend's awesome vacation pics, or that co-worker who seems to have it all figured out. How did that make you feel? Probably not so great, right? That's comparison doing its thing, stealing your joy and making you question your own worth. Remember, you're on your journey, not theirs. Celebrate what makes you unique. Let's say you're feeling stressed about a big project at work. You start scrolling through social media and see everyone else seemingly handling their workloads with ease, posting about their productive mornings, their inspiring goals, their perfect work-life balance. Suddenly, you feel inadequate, like you're falling behind. But here's the thing. Those curated feeds only show a sliver of reality. Everyone has struggles, even if they don't always share them online. By focusing on your own tasks and celebrating your accomplishments, no matter how small, you're taking control of your narrative and building genuine confidence. So, what can you do today to embrace imperfection and ditch the comparison game? First, try journaling your thoughts. Write down those negative comparisons and turn them into positive affirmations about your strengths and achievements. Second, celebrate a small win. It could be finishing a task, trying something new, or simply taking time for self-care. Remember, progress over perfection is the name of the game. Finally, share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights. Let's spread the message of embracing imperfection and celebrating our unique journeys together. Until next time, stay true to yourself, rock your imperfections, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.